CGRWellness.com. Get signed up today.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
That was a shooting gallery up there.
I could hear the tremble in his voice.
She suffered a fairly severe beating. The video is pretty graphic.
Justice for us seems almost impossible.
It's not fun to watch somebody die, and they knew she was in mortal peril.
They have not asked the hard questions. Why was the Capitol intentionally unsecure that day?
The FBI had information about security concerns before January 6th.
They're out for blood, and they're getting it. They appear to be winning.
Were the actions of the Capitol Police out of line? Were there violations in use of force?
Now I describe it as an inside job.
I'm ready to do whatever God calls me.
There's an old Chinese saying my ancestors learned before the Communist Party took over our country. The family is the essential unit of human society, and that you must have honor and defend your family. But it's not always easy to do.
When the regime gives the order, you have to kill.
My heart was pounding. I felt my body bouncing and twisting on the floor. They put numbers on our shoulders, then separated us into rows of even and odd numbers. I was number 9. My brother, he's still in prison. And my sister, she was sent to a labor camp without a trial. But there's one piece of evidence they haven't been able to destroy yet. I left everything behind. If I can't expose what they did to us, then all of our suffering would be for nothing.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of him who has called you out of darkness into his marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice of where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Listen, folks, just want to remind you, top of the next hour, maybe the bottom of this hour, I'll figure that out. But anyway, Dr. Peter McCullough, I did an interview with him in the first segment today, and we're going to replay that interview with him. Critical information to give out to you with regards to this entire debacle that's coming out now, that Project Veritas, thankfully, is verifying everything that we've been saying. And we really get into a lot of that. So we'll have that coming up for you. Also, Ward Connerly joins me in hour number three. I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. She serves the Pro-Life Coalition as well as women and their preborn children by advocating for pro-life policies and jurisprudence, mobilizing and unifying local grassroots to strengthen the pro-life movement and its footprint, and engaging with the public to ultimately strengthen our community. Desire to enable women and protect preborn children. We've talked about the importance of life, and it is so much my pleasure to welcome from the Human Coalition Action, Chelsea Yeoman. Chelsea, welcome. It's great to have you back. Thanks for being here.
It's always good to be here. Thanks for having me, Pastor Greg.
Absolutely. You know, we've lost track, I think, and of course in our schools, and I know as you're fighting in this session to reestablish the foothold of life, but our, you know, children in school are not taught about the value of life anymore. They're not taught about, you know, life from conception. They're not taught about their own intrinsic value any longer. Talk to me about the battle that you see as it relates to that. That we're fighting in our education system to reestablish the idea that there is a value to life.
Yes, that is honestly where so much of this begins. We always start with the churches, but it's the same concept of education and discipling people. But what you're alluding to is what we know is true. Science and medicine and truth all point to the fact that what is growing in the womb, it's a human and it is a child, and it's a living child. And that those two things for us, they have value. We believe that living people have value and that they should be protected. And there's no difference except in size, really, between the child in the womb and a child who is born. The real difference is a matter of development. And once you start asking those questions, they're really, frankly, dangerous questions to be asking about what justifies ending another living human's life. Is it their size? Is it their development? And we can go on the arguments from there. But the point being that you're right. Education is such an important piece to this. Teaching children what's going on, that a child in the womb has fingerprints by 12 weeks, can feel pain by 15, has a full set of chromosomes and permanent DNA at conception. Those are powerful things to know and important things to know. But the other side, we know, wants to shroud all of this in confusion and make it about something, everything it's not. It's about healthcare. It's about family planning. It's about women's rights, everything but about abortion.
I was thinking about, there's a film, and I was talking with Reverend Clenard Childress about this yesterday, called The Matter of Life. Have you ever seen that film?
I haven't, but I'll put it on my list.
Oh, put that on your list because really that's where it begins its argument, is saying, look, if we acknowledge and we recognize that we're talking about a life, we're not talking about, you know, the woman's right to choose. We're not talking about abortion in the sense of discarding, you know, some unwanted blob of whatever they want to call it. We're literally talking about and identifying the fact that this is a life. This is a human being. This is a person, and a person that has potential.
And that's no longer a question. I mean, I do think that there was a day, maybe in the 70s, if we're talking about 1970s science, that there were questions about when life began. But since that, we've obviously progressed so much as a society. We have the invention of the ultrasound, but 3D ultrasound now. And 98% of biologists, secular biologists, agree now that life begins at conception. It's not a question anymore. It's a matter of scientific fact. It's not a matter of religion. It's a matter of science. And the problem that the other side has is they have to deal with that. And so how they do that, I think, is important to understand, that they use a lot of euphemisms, confusing language. And most recently, they've decided that what has always been referred to as a human heartbeat in the womb, beginning between 5 and 8 weeks of gestation, they now call electric pulsating from potential heart tissue. And in my mind, that was very telling, because the only reason to dehumanize what's actually going on in the womb and to not talk science is if there's a problem with ending that heartbeat. And I think we all can resonate with that.
And you know, the challenge there, I think, is in the recognition of that, Chelsea, is the fact that now you are, again, you're talking about life. So if life is no longer fragile and no longer valuable at that stage, then at what stage is life critical? And that comes right home to the person that you're talking to. Do you want the government or some outside entity saying tomorrow your life is not important, mm-hmm. and thus extinguishable?
Mm-hmm. That's so true. And to think, I think even a step further is, if I'm wrong, then children will be born and mothers will connect and love their children and figure it out and use the resources that we at Human Coalition are dedicated to helping them with. If they are wrong, 1 million humans a year are dying. And that's the reality, the scope of this. It's the number one cause of death in the world. And it beats out the other ones combined. I mean, it's a massive problem that we're having, this concept of dehumanizing people. But as a step further, as Christians, we believe even more than just that it's a human with worth. We believe that that human is created, and created with a purpose and dreams and skills and intellect, and will have goals in its life. You know, we believe so much more in humanity, that God is designing that human for a reason, for a purpose, and is loved. And to extinguish that is all the more devastating. But we also believe the moms have a purpose and dreams, and that she's feeling, we know because we serve her, she feels fear, and we want her to switch to hope. We want her to switch to seeing a bright future that really can exist for her, and kind of snapping out of those temporary circumstances to choose permanent love with her child.
Well, and we don't want moms to feel shame, in this process either. You know, it's a horrific situation to feel as though, this, because there is that connection between the mother and the child, and so abortion is the removal of a part of that person. As that close connection exists, they are a human life separate, and they have their own rights, but they are also moms, and their kids are connected, and they're connected outside of the womb as well. You know, yeah. You ask a mom, you know, how she feels about her child. There's a unique connection that God has created between moms and their kids. And to lose that is a tragedy that she will carry with her for many, 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 for the rest of her life.
Yeah, I think you raise a really important point, Pastor Greg, that no one talks about. Everyone acts like this is such an answer, abortion's such an answer for women. But the truth is, it's devastating for women. The science is out there. They've done longitudinal studies that show women who have abortions go on to have the rate of PTSD, post-traumatic stress syndrome, that's the same as miscarriage. 1 in 4 will have PTSD. They have psychological harms, depression, suicide, substance abuse, you name it. They go on to lead a life of grief, and it hurts women. Abortion is not what's best for women. Abortion is lazy and it's negligent. If we as a society, that's the best we can come up with for women. I think we can do better. And in the pro-life movement, obviously, we do show her better. We show her love, compassion, holistic care in that moment when she needs it most.
Well, and you know, you take that back to, it's also a kind of a logical thought process, and that is the idea of abstention. And because you're talking about the value of the individual. And so if you're valuing the individual, the most sacred thing that you have to give away is your physical self. And make no mistake about it, when you have sexual intercourse with someone, you are allowing them to enter into the most intimate space that you possess, whether you're a man or whether you're a woman. And so the idea then of protecting that and again, giving that value, you know, that's really where the choice begins.
Yes, that's the conversation that the other side definitely doesn't want us talking about. Is really, there are so many ways not only to prevent this from happening, but that this doesn't have to be a norm in society. Even things like safe haven laws and adoption. I mean, there are so many options out there for her if she'll wait a few months. And I think that's something we all know, but we want to see her cared for. A lot of women have different circumstances, drastic circumstances that we see. Some are homeless. We have women, we had a woman come to us. She was living in her car with her 17-year-old and could not see a way out. And we walked with her for a long time. And at the end of our time with her, she purchased her first home. You know, these are basic budgeting skills. These are things, but sometimes there's just a moment in someone's life where they need that extra little compassion and extra little care to help them get on their path to independence. And it's such a critical moment, not only in her life, but in her future child's life. And we want to stand there in the gap for her at Human Coalition.
Amen. Amen. Well, and that, you know, again, that's putting words or putting action, I should say, to the words. You know, it's one thing to say it. It's one thing to talk about, you know, we need to stop abortion. We need to put an end to abortion. But if you're going to put an end to something, then you've got to start working your way back to the root cause of the situation. And then you've got to start talking about solutions and how do we solve that? How do we help people in those situations that are leading to them feeling as though abortion is the only answer? We're going to take a quick break. We'll talk more about solutions when we get back. Chelsea Yeoman is with us. Human Coalition Action. You can go to HUCOAction.org. HUCOAction.org. And we'll be back with more with Chelsea coming up here on Children Generation Radio right after this.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor or CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Now, more than ever, all U.S. veterans need your help. If you have an old car, truck, or van, you can donate it today and help them. And they'll come pick it up for free. Plus, the money raised helps our nation's disabled veterans and their families. Call the number on your screen right now. Within a few days, we'll come and tow it away for free, running or not. And the proceeds greatly help U.S. veterans. So please call right now.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My very special guest is Chelsea Yeoman, and she's with the Human Coalition Action. You can find them at ucoaction.org, ucoaction.org. And, you know, we're talking about this issue, and I'm glad we mentioned in the break, you know, about you being in Texas, because Texas right now, I think, is the most important battleground relative to this issue. Texas has, in some instances, led out, quote unquote, but the problem has been that the will to continue to push the fight and actually get real substantive victories has been an issue.
I think that's fair to say. And I also think it's fair to say that the fight has changed. And so it's more complicated than it was before Roe. It was more linear. We had abortion clinics. Everyone went to a specific doctor and there were only 24 in the state. And now literally every single household could be an abortion provider because every single Walgreens and CVS is an abortion provider. And the pill comes into our state by the thousands every single month from outside groups, funds. They're not even doctors anymore. International pharmacies, international doctors, and in the state of Texas, across the border from Mexico. They're on every single pharmacy aisle in every single pharmacy in Mexico. So this issue of abortion trafficking has been on the rise. And that is a thing that we at Human Coalition are advocating for right now. At our session, the most is saying we've got to treat this as dangerous as it is. Women are harmed by the pill when they're not given sonograms or right instructions. We had a client show up in our clinic with pills from eBay. That is no physician involved in the process. And we know that 34% of women who take the pill end up in an ER. It is dangerous, but they are told it's as easy as taking a Tylenol. So the amount of lies and battles we have on our hands are very high, but we do have a bill. We have a bill that we are working with members right now at the Capitol to address this issue, to treat every point of distribution in that funnel as a distribution of an illicit substance, because it is. It's the substance that causes death. And because we know our local district attorneys will never even prosecute those cases, right. We know in Austin right now, an abortion provider allegedly is handing out pills to women, but their DA has said they'll never prosecute. And so that gives these people freedom to think these laws to protect life will never be enforced. And we want to see that done. So we would like to see the Attorney General of Texas be given authority and jurisdiction to prosecute some of these actors, especially the ones who are openly, they have websites. They're not impossible to find.
Right, right. Well, and the Texas law that was passed was kind of unique because the purpose of that law supposedly was is that anyone who was aware that an abortion was taking place when it shouldn't have passed a certain point could turn that doctor in and could make that charge. And then subsequently, there was going to be consequences for the provider in the form of fines and potentially in the form of you know, criminal prosecution. But I believe it was a civil act too, right? Is that how it was?
Yes, any one of these individuals in the state could be sued right now for ending the lives of children. But we do have a problem where the attorneys, you know, who are at these big firms, they're woke corporations, aren't going to let them touch it. So if any lawyer is listening and you're pro-life and you want to give your skills and care and talent, I'm also an attorney. You know, we need you. We need the workers are few right now, to be honest. We know that so many have given to the pro-life movement over decades and prayed for children over the decades and been involved in caring for mothers. And all of that needs to continue. I think now is the moment to become a worker and to engage on this and know that the fight is far from over. We're just now able to actually have a fair fight and to actually legislate this issue. And so pray for us, support us at Human Coalition, and also be engaged, I think, politically, knowing call your representative, call your senators at the state level, particularly right now, and say we want to see mothers who are treated better without medical malpractice, and we want to see children be allowed to be born in the state. And those two things are really what society should be doing. It's not,
absolutely,
you know, it's a beautiful goal. It's a hopeful goal.
Absolutely. Well, and again, you know, we're encouraging you to go to UCOAction.org, UCOAction.org. UCOAction.org. You can make a donation there. You can also get signed up so that you get email alerts so that you can react. We've got to make our voices heard on the Hill, both in Austin and in D.C. We need people to be aware of what's going on, and we need to be focused on this fight. Final seconds. The biggest thing that people can do to help in this cause.
I think the biggest, you can do two things. One is you can give to a group like ours at Human Coalition or a local pregnancy resource center who are serving these women, particularly in the state of Texas. We're looking at 60,000 women a year that are traditionally seeking abortion. And so us reaching them and rescuing them and restoring their families together, it's a big lift and one that we're all committed to. The second thing you can do is call your state representative and your state senator both and say the chemical abortion pill is killing children in our state. We know that it's being trafficked. They're public about it. They talk about it on New York Times. What are you going to do to help slow this effect to ending lives and hurting women? And those two things would go a long way. You know, we are advocates, but we need workers. So join the fight and also continue your prayers. We appreciate them so much. We desperately need them. And we know that the battle is difficult, but that the Lord is on our side, and it's a good cause. It's a worthy cause. So continue Amen. To stay committed.
Amen. Chelsea Yeoman, Human Coalition Action. And I thank you so much, Chelsea, for you guys and all that you do in fighting for life. So appreciate you. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
All right, we're going to take a break. Back with more Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. Back with more right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of Ultrashot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. Ultrashot has seven different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. Ultrashot also contains exotic herbals. Ultrashot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an Ultrashot. Thanks to Ultrashot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have...
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who...
It's a wonderful opportunity that we have put the borewell here in this community. And with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us. And we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Greg Young, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you, God bless you.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home and they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God, if God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have.
Thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. I'm going to get right to it. I'll talk to you more about what's coming up in our three-hour program in a little bit. But I am very excited to welcome to the program. He's been with us before. I've actually replayed our interview several times since the first time that he appeared with us. He is an expert. He is one has been identified as the leading expert and writer on cardiology and heart conditions until he started telling the truth about something that they didn't want anyone to know about. And now with what's coming out with Project Veritas, we're finding out exactly why. I want to welcome Dr. Peter McCullough to the program. Dr. Peter, welcome. I thank you for taking these moments with us today. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
I guess let's just dive right into the elephant in the room. Is the newest revelation that is being brought forward by Project Veritas, by the work of James O'Keefe, does any of this surprise you?
at this point in time, corruption is widespread and it's deep in the pharmaceutical industry. You know, they've had several years of federal dollars pour into big pharma. These are non-compete type of contracts. There's no research and development costs, no marketing costs, no regulatory concerns under emergency use authorization. And now it appears as if they're dreaming up new problems, in a sense, creating new problems for the population with new variants, potentially more virulent strains, in order to match vaccines against them. Listen, America and the world has absolutely been ravaged by this. They're sick and tired of it. They want to return to normal. Now they realize that big pharma is actually causing more disease and working against the population.
You know, years back in 2020, Nan Su and I did a deep dive into the beginnings of this in Wuhan. And I made the commentary that this is like something literally out of a James Bond novel, where you have an entity that creates a virus, having already created the cure, and it's all about the ability to sell that cure and make money. And now with this revelation, you know, it appears that this is 100%. There is no question that this is the goal and this is the objective. And as Dr. Judy Mikovits has talked about, this is Dr. Zhivago in real life.
It's a crime for all time. You're right. To design a invasive lethal virus and keep tweaking it and then keep designing monoclonal antibodies vaccines as an answer and really front these vaccines to the point where, you know, people are sick and tired of hearing about vaccines. They're told they have to take shots every 6 months. The toxicity of these vaccines is beyond anything we've ever seen. You know, today on my Substack, I cite a paper published in BMC Infectious Diseases by Dr. Mark Skidmore from Michigan State University, endowed chair in economics, where he did a very detailed survey study and he analyzed what people told him. You know, the estimates are in the first year of the vaccine campaign, 2021, 289,000 Americans lost their life due to the vaccine. We had a previous paper from Columbia by Pantosatos and Seligman using different estimates, and they came up with 187,000 lost their life at the upper bound of the confidence interval, midpoint 166,000. And then from VAERS, VAERS at the time, you know, underreported,
right,
had 8,000 Americans lost their lives, but an underreporting factor of 30 accepted by experts. So that puts it at 240 from VAERS. So the Columbia had the midpoint at 166, VAERS with underreporting correction, 240, and then Skidmore at 289. I'm telling you, 250,000 Americans lost their lives unnecessarily due to these vaccines, and the country is absolutely furious.
Well, look at how many we keep seeing athletes dropping dead around the world. And these are just the athletes. And then you have the two producers at ABC, a 28-year-old woman dies suddenly. Doc, you are a cardiologist by trade. Would you say that what you are hearing, and Silk was very eloquent in describing what she witnessed with her sister passing, is that a normal heart attack? Is that what normally happens with a heart attack?
No, the autopsy studies now, there's two of them, one by Schwab from Heidelberg, Germany, the other one by Chavez from Colombia, two separate parts of the world, analyzing people who die after the vaccine. And, you know, two major modes of death. One is myocarditis, or scarring of the heart, and then an electrical arrhythmia, a fatal heart rhythm. We believe this is what's taking down the athletes. And then blood clots. Those who have blood clotting disorders, those with obesity, other immobility, other problems, fatal blood clots or near fatal. We've seen this in weatherman Al Roker. Took multiple shots, got COVID, blood clots nearly took his life. Kirk Herbstreit, ESPN announcer, saw myocarditis in Bruce Arians, former coach of the Tampa Bay Bucks. Remember, the very first public figure who died of the vaccine was Hank Aaron, and he's in a senior facility. He takes it. He dies a few days later. You know, the analyses suggest, you know, what's really worrisome about this is those who die with a greater frequency are the seniors. And right now, this is not in the news because people can't detect this. And there must be large losses of life in the seniors. It's notable that we note younger people. In the Skidmore report that I cited, BMC infectious diseases, the average age of someone dying with the vaccine that people know about is age 48. And let me tell you, 48-year-old people who walk into a vaccine center, they shouldn't be dying a few days later.
I had retired Major Tom Haviland on the program, and he decided, because watching Sudden Death, he wanted to do an investigation into these embalmers and actually have a conversation with them. And he found that 5 out of 7, and he literally sent out letters to the directors, funeral directors of the states, which is a lot of the states don't have embalmer associations. They have funeral director associations, as I know you're aware. And in that instance, 5 out of 7 conferred that there were these fibrous things that they were pulling out of these corpses. What do you make of that?
You know, there's a recent report by the FDA published in the peer-reviewed literature. The first author is Wu, W-O-O. And they report, the FDA reports on thousands of blood clots after COVID-19 vaccination, thousands of them. And they're reporting ankle to hip blood clots, the largest blood clots we've ever seen. And in their report, 11% of them were fatal. So this is congruent with what the embalmers are reporting, that in fact they're finding large blood clots postmortem. Now they may form postmortem, or they may be antemortem, as in the Wu report. But what we know is the spike protein that's generated from the vaccines, it's also, the body gets exposed to this with the viral infection itself, that the spike protein promotes blood clotting. The spike protein is found to be within the blood clots, and it folds and becomes amyloidogenic. And amyloidogenic proteins are rubbery. So this rubbery nature now.
Okay. So that explains the fibers. That's a medical or scientific fact.
Yeah.
The spike protein
is found in these blood clots. So this is real. Now, what the embalmers, the next level the embalmers need to do is they need to capture whether or not someone's taken a vaccine. Right now, the embalmer observations, they don't know if they've taken the vaccine. They don't know if they've had COVID. And so as they seek more information, they can help clarify.
Now, Major Tom, I believe, and I'll have to get him back on, I believe has asked that question. And some of these embalmers have confirmed that they're aware that some of these individuals have done that. But as that's a very delicate situation, because that's a release of private medical information that requires the approval of the family, so to speak, in an effort to get it. I believe. You would know that oath and those legal requirements better than I is. Am I correct in that or not necessarily?
In the public health emergency, protected health information was suspended effectively for the vaccination status. So people, you know, were asked for their vaccine card to get into a football stadium or restaurant. So no, it's not considered private health information.
Okay.
The embalmers really should know, because, you know, they have to cannulate the vessels. They have to prepare the body. They need to know the vaccine status, and they should be asking for it.
Okay. And so now we understand, and now based on this video, we understand that Pfizer is devising even more nefarious means by which to put this on us. And I mentioned this on my show the other day. Folks are saying, well, you know, if it was a biological weapon, then why aren't more people dying? And because the purpose of it wasn't killing people with the virus. The purpose of it, remdesivir, was something that the CCP went after Gilead in San Francisco to get the rights to, okay? The development of these, of all of this, the CCP stands behind literally all of it. Every single bit of this has some connection to their money or their apparent desire to have control through medical means and health means and healthcare means. That being said, now what do we do? I mean, what do you see as a solution to what we're battling.
Immediately, the vaccines have to be pulled off the market. That's action number one. Action number two, we need to drop the National Health Emergency and the HHS Public Health Emergency Declarations. We have to drop them. We know that governors from 25 states are pushing for that. Sadly, Governor Abbott in Texas just extended the statewide emergency status. President Biden has done this. Yeah. What happens is the executives, the governors and those in the executive branch, they have unprecedented powers when there's emergency in place. These need to be dropped and let us return to normal. Then we need to start this investigative phase, and it has to be international. Peter Bregan, in his book, COVID-19, The Global Predators, outlined the Chinese have had a great degree of culpability. Now, they were the contract research lab for the U.S. Engineering of SARS-CoV-2, but they've profited greatly from in vitro diagnostics, personal protective equipment. You're right. They had they got the rights to remdesivir, which has been a disaster. Even the World Health Organization, as of November 4th, 2020, says don't use remdesivir. And yet America, through this arrangement, actually incentivized the use of this drug, which caused kidney damage and liver damage to Americans in the hospital. The pandemic response has been a disaster. It's been a crime. It's been a crime for all time. These immediate steps of removing the vaccines from the market, dropping emergency declarations, and we need to start investigation and seek justice.
Now, very quickly, and because I know you're going to need to go in just a minute, you've got to get to the hospital, and I appreciate you taking the time to be with us. There's this newest strain that is out. My sources are telling me that the CCP, in collecting its data, collected DNA data specifically to biologically profile as best as they could certain populations, ours being one of them. And subsequently, by doing that, now they have a targeted weapon, and they're saying that it's the individuals who have the vaccine, which makes sense then, right? Because they would know what's in that vaccine, so they would know how to create a biological weapon that would attach itself to what you've injected in you in order to go after your health, your life. What do we do? How do we, I mean, what do you see moving forward as a physician? What can be done?
You know, I'm not so sure it's that they don't have that intent by design type of scenario, but this is what we know, that China, the CCP says that they've administered 3 billion doses of vaccines in 1.3 billion people. They've blanketed the country. They've used a Chinese menu of 12 different vaccines, most of them killed or antigen-based vaccines, which basically created China being a cauldron for new variants. Some reports indicate like 15% of the country has COVID, and because of those large numbers, that they have large numbers of hospitalizations and deaths. The predominant variants now are BQ and XBB, and they represent about three quarters of U.S. strains right now. And the reports are it may be more virulent. It actually may be more severe. I've had some cases now in my practice that I'm suspicious that they're more virulent than the prior Omicron BA4, BA5 variants. By the way, the bivalent vaccines are completely obsolete now. They were coded against BA4, BA5. That's only 2.6% of strains in the United States. Even the vaccine committees have kind of given up on this. They've suggested an annual booster. Well, the vaccines don't last 6 months in any study. It seems like a half-hearted attempt to still keep the vaccines flowing. America ought to push for these to be removed from the market. If people just rejected them completely across the board, this whole agenda would fall.
It seems to me, and I know that you have health products that you talk about, you know, the building, but you know, that's one of the reasons that I promote and try to get people to understand how they need to use natural means. When you were on before, you know, we talked about, you know, the Micronic Silver Nose Spray, and I know you're very familiar with this product. People have got to get proactive, I believe, in guarding their health, in putting things in their system that are going to give their body their God-granted and God-given ability for their immune system to fight this thing. Am I on to something with that? Am I blowing smoke? What do you think?
No, you know, all the data on the nasal sprays and gargles is all positive. There's a whole variety of agents that kill the virus. They're protective. There's been 12 clinical studies, 3 large randomized trials, very convincing, can prevent the onset of the infection. If one gets it, makes it much less severe, you know, and lower chance of being hospitalized or dying just from the nasal sprays and washes. You have to start right away. I tell you, I don't travel anywhere without them. And if I start to feel viral or I've been exposed to somebody, I use it right away. And we don't have to be too particular about the products. There's a povidone iodine, dilute hydrogen peroxide, a colloidal a silver.
Sure.
You know, believe it or not, even dilute baby shampoo works. And in our chapter in our book, Courage to Face COVID-19, we interviewed Nate Jones, CEO of one of the companies. It makes the product Clear, xylitol. And the bottom line, he outlines how universal it is, just like with hand sanitizers. Almost anything kills the virus. The mistake is to allow the fever and the congestion to occur and do nothing in the nose. The other thing is it's in the throat. So, you know, we gargle, you know, I use dilute povidone iodine, some use dilute hydrogen peroxide or the gargles, but even regular Listerine or regular Scope work, we need 30-second gargles and let it percolate back where it hurts the most. This is very important, but it's got to be done early.
Okay. Okay. And I would assume also, and then we'll let you go, I would assume also that we don't want folks to end up in a hospital where right now there are no patient rights because of this emergency. You really have very little mechanism by which to protect yourself from being injected or given something like, and I mispronunciate it all the time, but remdesivir.
Right. So remdesivir. Hospitalized with COVID, the big threat in the United States is to receive remdesivir against one's wishes. So we have to set this out ahead of time and have families guard against it. The hospitals are so financially incentivized. If a patient is semi-conscious, many times they just give remdesivir. We've heard this scenario over and over again. It causes kidney failure and liver injury and doesn't help a patient recover. You know, in Canada, even more disturbing, I have firsthand reports from doctors that they have standing orders to give COVID-19 vaccination no matter what. So someone comes in the hospital, they don't even check to see when their last immunization was. They're just blasting with these vaccines with a standing order. And so it's extraordinarily dangerous. It's unethical. It's immoral. It's illegal. So people need to stay out of the hospital at this point in time. And we have to press to end this vaccine debacle. I mean, you know, I reported today, Greg, you know, 250,000 Americans in the first year. We think that number is even bigger in the second year. Data are pouring in about sudden deaths. We've seen prominent figures, athletes. It's going to continue until these vaccines stop.
Dr. Peter, I thank you so much for being with us today. Thank you for the fight that you're fighting. And Father, I just pray your protection over Dr. Peter right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you would refresh him spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. I ask, Father God, Lord, that you would refresh the angels that are around him that are doing the warfare on his behalf. And I ask, Father God, that you would continue to elevate his voice, Father God, as he speaks truth in love. I thank you for this. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Greg.
Absolutely. God bless you, sir. We'll be back. More coming up right after this.
Are you or someone you love struggling with an addiction to drugs or alcohol and want to be set free from the chains of addiction? Then call Addiction Helpline America right now to get the help you need. From drug and alcohol addiction to dual diagnosis treatment, we provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. With one call, you can be on the phone with addiction specialists across the country who will guide you on the next steps to find the freedom and healing you desperately need. Call Addiction Helpline America at the number below. We provide a confidential helpline to help people like you get sober and live happy, substance-free lives. One phone call today can change your life forever. Don't wait another minute for that right moment to be set free. Take that bold step and call Addiction Helpline America at the number below or visit www.addictionhelplineamerica.com.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner for over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product called Ultrashot. This is a healthy alternative to the other heavily caffeinated energy drinks out on the market today, available at cgrwellness.com. Ultrashot has four powerful blends to wake up your senses. 1 ounce of UltraShot, about 6 hours of clean energy for me with no jitters or crash at the end. UltraShot has 7 different B vitamins in its formula that work synergistically with each other. The mineral chromium, manganese, and vanadium are specifically selected for support cellular energy and healthy blood sugar levels. UltraShot also contains exotic herbals. UltraShot's available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a handy 1 ounce travel packet for life on the go. When I'm driving, I've got another 3 hours to go to get to my destination. I reach for an UltraShot. Thanks to UltraShot, I keep my focus and stay safe on the road. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Enter coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout to receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Here's an important message from the Diabetes Solution Center. Diabetics understand all too well the pain of pricking your fingers. But now, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can immediately reduce your pain. It's easy to use and helps you make more accurate diabetes treatment decisions. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn about this groundbreaking new CGM technology. And if you have Medicare, you can get a new CGM at little to no out-of-pocket cost. Shipping is free, and we'll even bill your insurance company for you. If you are testing your blood sugar 4 or more times daily, injecting insulin 3 or more times daily, or using an insulin pump, call the Diabetes Solution Center right now to learn how you can get your own continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, at little to no out-of-pocket cost.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports 4 areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of 50.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg, your host for Chosen Generation Radio. Going to break right in here and take us right to the top of the hour. That was Dr. Peter McCullough. And folks, it is so very important that we take proactive steps. As Dr. McCullough said, he is experiencing and seeing people that are coming into his practice. He believes that this new assault, this new biological, potentially biological weapon attack, and this new variant is more virulent than the previous. And so that's why we encourage you. A couple of different things that you can do, and we encourage you to do those things in order to protect yourself. Number one, get over to mychronicsilver.net, mychronicsilver.net, and you can get over there and use the code CHOSEN. Please use the code CHOSEN. That'll get you a discount. And the products that you want to get when you're over there are the dietary supplement, the topical spray, and the nasal, the sonic mist nasal spray. And then go over also to cgrwellness.com. cgrwellness.com. So critically important that you get over to cgrwellness.com, get signed up, get your free account, get signed up at cgrwellness.com, and then purchase the Chosen Gen Immune Pack. Chosen Gen Immune Pack. And I'll be back on the other side of the hour to talk more about this. We're going to take a break right now. At the end of the day, when I stand before my God, I do not want him to ask me, "What did you do with the world that I sent my son to die for and redeem? How did you fight the good fight to share the good news and keep evil in check? How did you shine your light and be a beacon of truth in the darkness? Did you shrink back in fear when they demanded you change my message? Did you call evil good and good evil? Did you forsake my love for that of another, lying with the adulterer and setting up a new idol in your life? Have you defiled yourself through compromise and tolerance of that which I call an abomination? Have you innocent blood on your hands for the children murdered on your watch and the young ones perverted in their way by evil men, seeking their own comfort and reviling me? No. At the end of the day, I want him to simply say, the evidence is in. Well done, thou good and faithful servant. I love my God and I love his creation, and I will go to my grave telling the world that evil is evil and only God is good, and Jesus came to save the world. That no matter the evil in the world, I will never give up, and in spite of the hate, I will love in truth. God bless you all, and may love remove the veil, so you all might enter into his rest.